This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Scored four goals, won the opening World Cup match 3-1. For those of you who are following that sort of thing, I'm not sure whether Mr. McFadden is doing that or not.
No, but my Colombian wife is.
All right, so there you go.
She's all into it.
Into that, knowing that is a good way to start the day today. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler taking care of social media and keeping me posted on late developments of the important stories of the day. Ladies are gone, not back until the middle of the week.
Roberta posted last night on Facebook, and I don't get this. She left earlier this week, like Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she left Monday afternoon.
Right.
From New York to go to New Orleans.
Right.
They are only now just past Virginia.
Ooh, moving right along. They must have stopped to vote in Virginia on
Apparently,
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Her posts are hilarious, too.
If Roberta
yeah,
were
really
here...
Funny.
She would be, as the Queen of Cheap, posting things for Father's Day, and I might pass along a couple of them to help you save some money. A three-course meal for $239 at California Pizza Kitchen. One of the two people has to be your father, all right? Or your husband, you know, that kind of thing.
They have good pizza.
Firehouse Subs, giving a free medium sub when you purchase a combo sub. To get the coupon, you need to go to the Firehouse Sub Facebook page. Get that in time for Father's Day. 99 restaurants are, I think, in the Northeast only, right? Do you have any 99 restaurants you are, Richie?
I have no idea what that is.
A 99 restaurant?
Wait, you don't.
Better than a 100 restaurant, not as good as a 98.
I think that's
or better than a 98, not as good as 100.
Outback Steakhouses is giving lobster dinners. Outback Steakhouse, what's wrong with that picture? Is giving lobster dinners to Dad for $19.99 on Sunday. Got to have a coupon to do it. Get the coupon. Not at Doug. We don't have it because Roberta. But I'm just looking at some specials here.
It's just in Red Lobster's giving out steak dinners to in Retribution.
Yeah. Red Lobster's in trouble. Did you know that?
Yeah.
They're in trouble. Yeah. They're not doing this too much of the same
for years,
sort of thing.
They're owned by the same company that owns the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
And for years, the Olive Garden, pasta costs nothing
to make
and it's pure profit.
Right.
So they've been propping up Red Lobster because seafood is expensive.
Lobster's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, under the circumstances, you'd best move fast if you want a special deal at Red Lobster. That's a real estate play. Somebody will take that company. They'll spin it off because, as you say, there are a lot of these restaurant chains that you think, you know, okay, separate over here. Separate. They all belong to the same company. That's why you see them together. TGI Friday and Olive Garden always together in the same mall. Separate buildings, but they're always opposite one another because they belong to the same company. And there are four or five of those companies that have gone around and bought up all of these chains and done quite respectably. It's all volume. What you're hearing in the background is Charlotte coughing, by the way.
Is that coughing or?
It's coughing.
Kind of yipping.
Well, she has a dry sort of, she has an esophageal throat thing that dogs at her age get that are have shorter noses. And so this is just one other thing she's having to deal with. You've seen pictures of her posted. The Facebook page update shows her in the little bed that we've constructed here in the studio for her so that she can be with me while I'm on the air. It seems to calm her down, although she's got a cone on because she's done some damage to her head, to her eye, and the cone is protecting her. I had some protective stuff on her before, but she goes out in the yard. We got her on one of those chains, and she loves to run around and turn upside down and rub. And so she's been rubbing the eye a little bit, just trying to save the eye. That's all. I'm bringing to another optical. I was going to say optical illusionist, an optician. That specializes in dogs that I brought her to for years to see if they can't do something to figure out her eye is looking pretty nasty. All right, so where are we here? 12 minutes after the hour, issues of the day. Mr. Bergdahl is back in the United States to continue his recuperation. Could be in for a $600,000 payday, Richie. What do you think of that?
$300,000.
Well, the 600, there's a
number.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. Kenny doesn't think he's going to get it, no matter what the number is.
I think that they're probably going to find that he left his post and and deserted.
Not entitled.
Yeah. I don't think he'll see it.
No. All right. The collapse.
But that would be a great payday.
It would be a good payday. I'll take that. The Iraqi military has completely collapsed. You and I have spent billions of dollars to train the nation's police force and the army, and they are basically, literally, putting their weapons down, giving
up. Taking their uniforms off and running away.
Yep, right.
The French have got to be going, oh, thank God.
Somebody else
looks like a bigger chicken than we do.
Yeah. Eric Cantor's job, probably going to four-term Congressman Kevin McCarthy.
Right.
Who may become House Majority Leader as soon as next week.
So, back to this Iraq thing real quick.
Okay, Richard.
There could be an interesting situation popping up here.
Yeah.
It's likely that we will send in drones to help kind of beat back this insurgency.
Yeah.
It's also likely, because the Iranians are Shiites and the insurgents in Iraq are Sunnis, that the Iranians would give Maliki help and fighting this back. And if the Iranians get into it, the Saudis could also get into it. So you could have a situation here where the Americans, the Iranians, the Iraqis, and this, well, not so much the Iraqis, and the Saudis are all working on a military mission together.
Great. Well, give peace a chance.
Isn't that weird?
Now, the whole thing is weird. It's just crazy how we spend all this money to disturb what is a something that's none of an area of the world is none of our business, and we
it is our business because that's where we get all of our oil from.
Yeah, but
our business.
We didn't get any oil out of this. Yeah,
no,
this
didn't.
You know what? The price of oil went up $3 yesterday a barrel. First time in since last August that oil has gone up this much, and it's all because there is some speculation that maybe the bad guys might get into us, maybe, perhaps, and yet these fools who are the ones who are betting against you at the pump, the people who worry on, the nickel or dime that goes up on the Chicago Mercantile of all kinds of whether it's corn or beans or, there's all kinds of stuff that... I have to pause for a minute because Charlotte's getting out of her thing. So, good time for a break, Richie.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's Great Race. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Even when you're getting away from it all, you still need the tires to get there. Now through June 30th, when you buy an eligible set of four Firestone tires, you can receive a seven-night stay at a resort destination or a $70 Firestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Visit FirestoneTire.com for more details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid for a seven-night stay at a timeshare resort. Mail-in required. Must be 21 or older. Subject to availability. Taxes, fees, and deposits may be required. Other restrictions and terms apply. Visit FirestoneVacationRewards.com. Promotion card issued by Medibank. Member FDIC. Expiration applies.
Just in time for Father's Day, Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, which can be used on qualifying purchases like grills and lawnmowers until June 18th. So dads are excited. And when dads are excited, they make sound effects of their favorite things.
Yes, we do.
Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, which can be used on qualifying purchases until June 18th. Perfect for Father's Day. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Let's be honest. Dads don't always get the credit they deserve. So this weekend, come to Guitar Center's Father's Day sale. Treat Dad to a gift card and make sure you put aside a little bit of time. Because with deals like a Rogue acoustic guitar for only $59, a Delta Lab clip-on guitar tuner for just $10, or a professional HDMI karaoke player just $79, you may want to grab something for yourself as well. Let's get Linkin Park's new album, The Hunting Party, at Guitar Center June 17th. Guitar Center's Father's Day sale. Now through Sunday, in-store and online.
I'm going for groceries
to Grandma's.
I'm going to the mall.
Dance lessons, camping.
Off to basketball.
Going fishing, skipping stones. Going out, going home. Loving the moments that we share. We got the energy to get there.
Wherever you're going, the quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
It's 18. Oh, wait a minute. Are they done now, Richie? I think they're done.
They are done, yes.
18 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Rich McFadden. I was reading one of our the esteemed consultants who want us to make sure everybody knows at every opportunity what this program is, what it's about, how we conduct ourselves, what the heck is going on here. In other words,
Let me in.
I know that I sound like a cranker sometimes when I get off onto government. That's why I don't want to discuss politics much on the program. But I don't shy away from discussing things in government. Sometimes they're annoying, most of the time amusing, until you start thinking about the consequences of some of the stuff behind the scenes. For example, continuing to fly in the face of public opinion, this week the Associated Press learned that the administration has been pushing local police to keep quiet about the technology they use to sweep your cell phone data. The federal government has provided a lot of money to help police. So now what they're doing, and how do they think this isn't going to get public? I don't know what they think, but there's always going to be a whistleblower someplace. So some local police chief who doesn't like Obama says, hey, boys and girls, listen to this. The feds have told us to keep quiet about what we know regarding the NSA. And if we don't keep quiet, they're going to cut our funding. Because the federal government is always, you know, they've come up with some way to get everybody, the police, the fire, the teachers, I mean, the school system, want to control everything. So they've got a lot of money. They give you a lot of money. Local taxpayers don't have to come up with the dough. So then when you don't do things the way they want you to do them, they say, okay, as long as you're not going to do them, you do what you want. But if you don't do what we want you to do, we're not going to send you any money. So that's the deal. You'll be reading, and there'll probably be some discussion, I'm betting, on the Sunday morning programs about this, because it's pretty important. It's kind of a big deal. Behind the scenes, your government that you pay for is working to keep the surveillance they're using on you under wraps, because it's connected to the local
national security, sir.
Say again?
We do it all for national security.
Yeah, right, exactly. This is all for your benefit. That's what the
TSA is. We're not looking at you. We're just looking for the benefit.
Oh, right, exactly. This is for your protection.
That's right.
I love it. I sneeze in the face of those people at TSA who say that. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Songwriters Hall of Fame took place.
That's cool.
The latest inductees into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Some of the most well-known tunes. You don't usually know, unless it's Lennon and McCartney, you don't really know who it is that writes the music that becomes pop. Pop hits. Ray Davies.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Responsible for a lot of the music from groups like the Kinks. Here's All Day and All the Night. Yeah, he did Lola. This was an amazing song.
How can you not get wrapped up in this story? You're like, no way.
Ray Davies was not at the event last night because his sister just died, but he did accept the honor in a video, saying he was proud to be included in part of the class of 2014, which included Donovan, songwriter Jim Weatherly, Graham Goldman, Mark James. Matter of fact, Jim Weatherly, responsible for one of the great pop hits of all time, Midnight Train to Georgia. This song always hits my emotional buttons.
Yeah, what button? Why?
Because
who was she? What was she?
Yeah, exactly. I've had a number of these circumstances, frankly.
And, all right, here comes Ready.
It's just rather be in his world and live him
without his song.
It is a great song.
Great, great song.
All right, let's see here. What else have we got? We have Graham Goldman, who is responsible for writing I'm Not in Love by 10cc. I'm not in love, so don't winner it. Inducted into Songwriters Hall of Fame last night. I'm going through. Weatherly, by the way, back to Jim Weatherly for a minute. He was a football player, quarterback for the University of Mississippi.
Yeah, cool.
Thought he'd play professional ball or be a football coach. That's what he said to folks last night. So, changed. All right, so Graham Goldman, English writer, did I'm Not in Love, also responsible for the Yardbirds' For Your Love.
For Your Love.
Graham Gouldman.
For Your Love.
Had a broad career.
For Your Love.
I'd give you everything and more, and that's for sure.
It's great how you can write songs, and even though as a writer you may have similarities in the way you write.
Yeah.
But when you give one song to the Yardbirds and another song to 10cc, the way that they interpret your song.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
He also wrote the Holly song Bus Stop.
Love this song.
Yeah.
Great story.
Terrific story.
Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my own.
Also wrote Suspicious Minds for Elvis.
Another great story.
Ah, what a great song this is. And then there was the writing team of Gamble and Huff, who received the Johnny Mercer Award, the top prize at the Songwriters Hall of Fame, for writing songs like Me and Mrs. Jones.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Can't play this song anymore without thinking of Clinton.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Anyway, a lot of great music celebrated, a lot of great songwriters celebrated. Last night, you can probably check it out on any number of music sites on the web. But it's just nice to be able to acknowledge some of this great pop music, which I'm a big fan of. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the more common questions I get asked on this show is, Warren, what's the smartest breed of dog? Is there such a thing as the smartest breed of dog? And I explain to people, there are lots of different types of intelligence. You know, some dogs, for example, let's take the Russian Wolfhound or the Great Dane or the Irish Wolfhound. These dogs are what's called sighthounds, which means they were brought up and raised to hunt with their eyes. So they're really good hunting down game with their eyes. But what about beagles, basset hounds, bloodhounds? They're not the type of dogs that use their eyes as much as they use their nose. For example, a lot of people say, why do bloodhounds have so many wrinkles? The reason is, when they're tracking, all those wrinkles hold the scent, and they're smelling the same scent over and over and over again. In fact, the more wrinkles sometimes, the better the dog is. So there's a lot of different types of intelligence. So don't rate your dog by Labradors or Poodles or Schnauzers or mixed breeds. They're all smart in their own way. Just appreciate them for what they are, your best friend. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Reminding me of yesterday. It's so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
Coming up on 34 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffens. Good day. Doug is tending to his little Charlotte. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden here with you. And Ken, I think one of the most talked about stories today has to be this soap opera going on in the NBA. Donald Sterling, the soon-to-be former owner of the Los Angeles Clippers.
Why do you say former?
Well, soon-to-be.
No, where does it say that? I don't see that.
Soon-to-be. Nah, former. He will be the former owner.
Yeah, but maybe.
Personal opinion. Sorry.
Okay, yours. Okay.
He will be the personal owner. He has.
The former owner.
He has told his legal team to go out and hire private investigators. And his private investigators over the next 30 days will have a six-figure budget. And they are looking for previous discriminatory conduct and compensation to past Commissioner David Stern and current Commissioner Adam Silver.
Well, they're trying to find them being guilty?
The gloves are off.
Are they going to find it on anybody they want to?
Yeah. They're going to go over every single owner in the NBA and look for any off-color jokes that were made, racist or sexist remarks.
Yeah. Every team will be up for sale.
Here's a guy that's getting $2 billion thrown at him, and he says, nuh-uh, I'm going down with a fight. I'm going to hire my own team, and they're going to look into every trash can that you have, and they're going to talk to every person that can't stand you, and I'm going to find something about you.
Yep, and he'll find it.
Oh, he'll find something.
He'll find on everybody.
There's no doubt.
Yep. There you go.
There's no
doubt. The soap opera continues.
But you know what, Donald? You're the one that was speaking into a live tape recorder and knew it.
Mm.
You're the one who admitted to the racist remarks that were aired all over the place. It's your fault. It's not theirs.
Nah.
Suck it up.
And he's going about this in a really stupid kind of way, because it says, what I read on it is that he's paying these investigators six figures. He's blowing off a $2 billion deal, and he's only going to come up with $100,000 to do this?
I don't think that that this necessarily is done at $2 billion. I think there are probably people out there that might pay a little bit more for the team, and he may know that. That's why he's fiddling and diddling here. Part of it, anyway.
A bird in the hand with $2 billion.
I'll take that.
Because we're a couple of $100 million in the bush.
Speaking of a bird in the hand, this past week, number of primaries, the primary season is upon us, preparation for the fall election. They call it midterm elections. Congressmen running every 2 years. That would be, if I were king of the world, over. Congressmen would serve one term, 6 years. Senators, one term, 6 years. Presidents, one term, 6 years. Governors, one term, 6 years. You can run for other offices, but you can't run for the same office in my world. However, well, my world is sometimes not as clear as the worlds that others create. I am in the news talk radio business. I talk about what's in the news with you. Richie does, Kenny does, Roberta does, Jennifer does. So when we have a week like this past week, when it becomes clear that at least the political talk radio programs, some of them, remain a powerful force in politics in our country. Over the last couple of years, there have been a lot of these people on the air, maybe not just in the radio industry, who have been very active at supporting candidates. There are others who have said talk radio is dead and gone. I'm not sure that's the lesson you take away from this week, because of this big political upset that took place in Virginia. And a lot of people are crediting news talk radio hosts, especially Laura Ingraham, who happens to work out of the same facility across the hall where Richie is now producing my program. On the other side of the hall, the people doing Laura's program are getting ready to do that show.
Right.
There's a story that says Dave Bratt, who's the man who defeated Eric Cantor in the primary, he says, I didn't have much money. I think he had $200,000, Kenny, right?
No, no, no. $68,000.
That's all. I thought it was
And 20. Two guys with flip phones.
Right, okay. And, well, basically no staff. Nobody really knew who the guy was. But he did have Laura Ingraham. And Ingraham is willingly taking the credit for his win. She apparently showed up with him at some rallies, Richie?
Yep.
Because not far down the street. He's in the Raleigh district, right? Isn't it Raleigh? Richmond.
Yeah.
Richmond district, yeah. And Jeff Katz is another local host who's taking credit for it. So maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But one thing's for sure, they didn't hurt.
Fact, they were comparing the total budget of Bratt's campaign, $68,000, to a dinner that Cantor had thrown. That was a steak dinner, $68,000.
Yeah.
Somebody was telling me yesterday, they looked at the prices on the restaurant's menu, and for $68,000, they could have bought everything on the menu like 100 times for the $68,000.
Yeah, yeah. Cantor needed to go. He's a perfect example of somebody who's become unbelievably arrogant. His hubris, he's a jerk, and he needed to go. And
They do that way. Boehner, Reed, all of them have to go.
All right, Mrs. Clinton's book, a lot of people talking about that this week. She was described as being upset when Terry Gross, the diminutive host of Fresh Air on NPR, PBS, I forget which one.
NPR.
Is it NPR? Mm-hmm. Okay. She was being, Mrs. Clinton, being interviewed by Ms. Gross, and... You know, come on, let's not be fiddling around with this. She wouldn't be writing the 600-page book, get paid $14 million to write the book if she weren't going to do something. Look at the history of most of the presidential contenders of late, starting with her husband and then George Bush and then Obama. They all write books before they say, I'm running. I've decided to throw my hat into the ring.
Yeah, okay. Great publicity.
Yeah, of course. Yep. So Mrs. Clinton got pretty testy with Ms. Gross when Ms. Gross pressed Mrs. Clinton on her views about same-sex marriage. Ms. Gross as Mrs. Clinton a number of times, whether the reason she now publicly supports the issue was because her own position changed from the early 1990s when she was senator, secretary of state. Now she's changed. And Mrs. Clinton said, "You're being very persistent, but you're playing with my words and playing with what is such an important issue." Apparently, there were a few more strident words, but that basically is the sum and summation of it. Mrs. Clinton is going to be pressed on a number of things. She'll do these very visible interviews, radio and television, over the course of the next few weeks to plug the book. I was going to say plug and promote. I get paid by the words, so I put them together. Plumote. She's promoting her book. And
you want a little bit of it? Let's see.
Believe in, and you obviously feel very committed to human rights, and you obviously put gay rights as part of human rights, but in doing the calculus, you decided you couldn't support it. Correct me if I'm reading it wrong.
Well, I think you're reading it very wrong. I think that, as I said, just as the president has said, you know, just because you're a politician doesn't mean you're not a thinking human being. And you gather information, you think through positions, you're not 100% set, thank goodness. You're constantly reevaluating where you stand. That was true for me. We talked earlier about Iraq, for goodness sakes. So for me, marriage had always been a matter left to the states. And in many of the conversations that I and my colleagues and supporters had, I fully endorsed the efforts by activists to work state by state. And in fact, that is what is working. And I think that,
I'm down with her on that.
Know, being in the position that I was.
Your mind.
You know what? You cannot. Let's take Robert Byrd, for example, who was a racist.
Yeah. Remember the KKK then, when he was younger.
Right, remember the KKK, and then apologize.
Yeah.
Over the course of two decades, especially when it comes to social issues, I don't think you can hold a person.
Who doesn't change his or her mind?
Right. Who wasn't kind of leery or scared or afraid of, you know, the taboo conversation of homosexuality in the 80s. You know, everybody has changed in the past 20 years when it comes to that topic.
Right.
Just like everybody changed on, you know, civil rights issues over the course of the 40s and 50s and 60s.
If you don't change your ideas, you're dead. All right, Bob wants to know something, so I hope I'll answer the question. All right, Bob, go ahead. What's your question?
Okay, what's your plan when all these guys have run their one term and nobody wants to run anymore? What's your plan then?
Because
you know that there's a finite amount of these people that run for office.
Good, the government gets smaller and we all win.
I don't see that there's a finite number. I see people out of the, no matter whether it's local things here where I am in my town or statewide things, I see egotists and people who are well-intentioned. I see, and they aren't both necessarily the same, a lot of people who want to run and serve. And it's the kind of thing that you want to encourage people. I don't know that much about this guy, Bratt, because he was not on anybody's radar screen until 2 days ago. From what I read about him, he's well-intentioned, well-informed about issues that are important, and he wasn't even thinking about running until a few months ago.
A very finite amount of people that's going to be doing that kind of running, because the rest of them don't want to be scrutinized like that.
Well, so what's your point, Bob? What's your point?
His point is that we're going to run out of people and the government's going to crumble and fall apart because we're not going to have enough people.
Well, that might
run.
Be good. Yeah, that might be a good.
And that's my point is if the government gets smaller, so be it.
So to answer your question more specifically, Bob, there is something that has been somewhat of a phenomenon that I've noticed more this year. See it more and more. Radio hosts stepping out of the radio studio and into the political arena. Brian Collamore is the latest one I've seen. He's a guy who is the morning host at a station in Rutland, Vermont. He's going to run for the state senate.
Good for him.
He's been a broadcaster in Rutland for 40 years.
Wow.
He says the experience has given him the opportunity to interact with people. Everybody knows who he is. He knows what the issues are.
Great name recognition. Why not?
Exactly.
And, you know, the other thing is, you know, a lot of people on the radio can be some people on the radio.
Yeah.
Nobody I'll name. Okay. Can be gas bags and just sit up there and just rah, 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 rah. It takes a lot of guts to actually just say, you know what, I'm actually going to do something about it.
There are a lot of gas bags. Frankly.
Yeah, you're one of them. I mean, why not? You get up there and jump and complain and whine.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean, you're a gas bag, too.
How do you figure I'm a gas bag?
Because you sit up there and, oh, this and that.
And so, and how, you're not sitting up?
No, I'm not sitting up. You know what? You are very active in your local politics.
Right.
And
I'm
you
not
jumped
interested
out
in national
there and
stuff.
You did something. Yeah,
right.
Good for you.
Yeah. So apologize, please, for calling me
I apologize for calling you. You are a gas bag, but at least you do something about it.
But I have good gas as opposed to, and I have a lot of good gas around. Me. I have all these cows. I have all my cows with great gas.
Yeah,
I give good gas. You know what? Here's the new promo for the show. I give good gas.
That's right.
All right? And we might back that up with a campaign to try to find some free gas for people. Gasoline. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, this is not gas. This is about your face. Bags, puffiness under your eyes. Don't need to have them there. Thanks to Genucel, you can get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. You do it naturally, without surgery. The help of Genucel, which has been helped by some new stem cell therapy research. The therapy is a serum that you place, you feel it, and it really has a great scent. You'll know you're doing something special when you feel how Genucel is on your hands. You put it around your eyes, goes to work right away. You'll be amazed. Men are doing it. Women are doing it. The older you get, the more experience you have in life. Perhaps a few restless nights, sleepless nights, a few weeks, sometimes months. You will find using Genucel for a couple of weeks will have amazing results. But you'll see the results starting in 12 hours. So call. Get the instant effect of Genucel to get rid of the puffiness, the bags, the lines around your eyes. Dial 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Order Genucel right now and get the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Treatment as a jar of good wishes. Mention Doug Steffen. Esotique comes to you free. So all this stuff works toward making your face much better, beautiful. What is it they say? Soft as a baby's butt. Call 800-543. They didn't say that. I did. 800-543-9262 to get started with Genucel. Get started with the elimination of the bags, puffiness, and lines around your eyes. 800-543-9262.
It's a five-hour drive to Grandma's house. That's 10 car songs, 15 games of 20 questions, 20 answers to the same question.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Oh. And one stop to refuel.
The quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. For more quality moments along the way, because the quality fuel here...
Are we there yet?
Yes, we are.
We'll get you there.
Grandma!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
Lumber Liquidators' low flooring prices just got even lower with the Buy More, Save More sale on now. Save $100, $300, even $500. The more you buy, the more you save on over 300 varieties of laminate, hardwood, and more. Save on striking and durable bamboo, including easy-to-install solid click strand bamboo for just $219 a square foot. That's 37% less than other flooring stores. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Plus, get special 15-month financing. But hurry, this sale ends June 17th.
Television news. Jennifer not here, so Duggar brings you up to date on a few stories. NCIS, also known as America's Most Watched Drama, now can add a new feather to its ball cap. On Wednesday at the Monte Carlo Television Festival, the CBS production of NCIS received this year's International Television Audience Award for Drama. That is, it is the most popular drama in the world, and it's now in its 12th season.
Wow.
Pretty amazing stuff. ABC's Modern Family got the best ratings in the world for a comedy, and The Bold and the Beautiful, which is the daytime soap on CBS, got the audience award for soap opera. In other words, the most popular international show. This is not about what's in America that's popular. It's about internationally what is probably three most popular shows: NCIS, Modern Family, and The Bold and the Beautiful. Chelsea Handler says she's leaving late night because she's sick of talking to celebrities.
That's
says,
awesome.
I don't care about Justin Bieber. I don't want to talk to him or about him. And the Kardashians make me puke. So she's done with that. TV funny. Veterans Ed Asner and Marion Ross from Happy Days have been tapped to star in an ABC family drama called Chasing Life. Wow, at that age, good for them.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Disruptive to your mental health. Maybe, maybe not. Depends on how well you watch the prices. You could go crazy trying to figure out how to get a deal. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is going to tell you how to get deals into the fall, into the winter season. Here we are, not even in summer yet, and the deals are everywhere. It's interesting how the airlines are sort of speculating on what travel is going to be like by putting sales on right now for Thanksgiving. That seems almost unheard of. We'll find out what the motivation is in a moment. Tom Parsons brought to you by Super8.com. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination Super.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 then.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere.
Are you even listening? Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination Super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-689-4242 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. 1-800-689-4242. Again, that's 1-800-689-4242.
Flying, traveling, where to get the best deals. That's what bestfares.com is all about. Tom Parsons, the editor and publisher at bestfares.com, keeps his nose to the wheel, keeps his ear to the ground so that he can hear ahead of everybody else where the sales are going to be. You have found this week in your research that there are plenty of deals if you want to look ahead to Thanksgiving, for example. I don't want to look ahead to Thanksgiving because it's not even summertime yet, but if you have travel plans, now may be the time to lock it down. Or sometimes do these things come across as sort of lost leaders, Tom?
Well, as we go into the fall months, I mean, we're really seeing airfares drop by hundreds of dollars once you hit the last week of August, all the way through sometimes as far up until February. But but they also, they get these little special deals. I mean, even the summer, if you want to go and you book 21 days in advance, I would look at, because of the higher airfares, some of you may have to pay for what they call premium seats or premium economy seats, which charge you more money. You just might want to look at the first class airfares. We see them from United or American or Delta. It depends on the route. But I know you're always up in the Boston market, and when I see confirmed seats into Orlando and Fort Lauderdale and Tampa for about $400 and some, and that's confirmed, three checked bags, extra leg room, bigger seat room, first on, first off, all those privileges.
I want to be first on and first off.
Well, excuse me?
How much is that worth? Get off first, get on first.
Well, some people like to be able to get there because then they get overhead space.
Yeah, I want to be a premium customer because more and more, I don't understand how this has become an issue. I don't see people carrying more luggage with them, but all of a sudden we seem not to have enough luggage space to go around where there used to be plenty of luggage space. They haven't changed the configuration of the planes. What's going on?
Nobody's checking luggage.
They got one bag. They can go take one bag before. You mean people check luggage before,
right?
Just for convenience. Now they don't want to because it costs
money. Exactly.
Yeah,
that's right. And so, but again, when you get first class, that still gives you probably the best seat in the house. And right now we're seeing, you know, short haul flights, New Orleans, you know, $496 from Boston, which is a reasonable price if you want confirmed, upgraded to first, get double miles and all kinds of craziness. So, I think it's one thing you may want to look at this summer, and especially during Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Those are when the seats are get sky high again. You may be able to fly first cheaper than you can coach.
Wow. First class cheaper than coach. Check it out. Bestfares.com. I'm Tom Parsons here with that good news at 59 past the hour. This is Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.